the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says Chairman General Mark Milley has tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing very minor symptoms. As well, the Marine Corps says its Commandant, General David Berger, also has COVID-19. Milley had received the COVID-19 vaccine and a booster shot. He's isolating and working remotely. Sudanese activists say security forces have killed at least 7 people and wounded around 100 during anti-coup protest in the capital, Khartoum. Thousands are denouncing the October military coup in that country. A dangerous winter storm is whipping the East Coast with significant snowfall, strong thunderstorms, and blustery winds. Sleet and rain, the main threats that are happening in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Road conditions, also a big concern. This is SRN News.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then 4, and I've done nothing. And then it's night 5, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating 2 corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, it's going to remain cold, well below normal for this time of the year. Today will be breezy and cold, but dry. High temperature up to about 49, with those gusty northwesterly winds making it seem cooler. Tonight, mainly clear. We're headed for the deep freeze. Overnight, low temperature down to about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool. Close to normal for this time of the year, high around 57. Risk of showers by Wednesday afternoon, but a better chance of rain by Wednesday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Thank you for choosing Capital Tractor for your equipment needs. Thank you for trusting us to help you do the work you do. And thank you for making us one of the largest Kubota dealers in the Southeast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. An update on an incident in Orange Beach over the weekend where Tallahassee Mayor Johnny Hammack was arrested on a domestic violence charge. Police are now saying Hammack is charged with domestic violence by strangulation and is being held with no bond. Orange Beach police say the incident happened Saturday night. When authorities arrived to the scene, they found probable cause that Hammack had committed felony domestic violence and took him into custody. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly weekend shooting. That shooting happened Saturday night around 11:30 in the 5600 block of Carmichael Road. One man was shot and died at the scene. No word yet on any arrests. And the Alabama Supreme Court has raised the range of bail amounts for murder charges. The recommended range for murder has now been increased from $150,000 to $1.5 million. The changes are a general rule for circuit, district, and municipal courts to use. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Straight Talk with April Marie. We're going to start this hour with a clip of a video Tim Scott released today related to MLK Day that is getting a whole lot of attention, specifically in response to President Joe Biden's speech on voting rights that we covered a lot last week. This is, again, Senator Tim Scott.
On Tuesday, President Biden talked about a really important issue. It's the issue of voting rights for all Americans, but specifically for minority Americans. As a guy who grew up in the South, this issue is really important to me. It's one of the reasons why I was so infuriated by the comments of the president, likening where we are today to somehow returning to the Jim Crow era. Now, for those of you not familiar with the Jim Crow era, it was a terrible time, a time when we saw black men and women denied the right to vote. And when I say deny the right to vote, I'm not talking about simply saying, no, thank you, you cannot vote here. I'm saying that they were denied the right to vote by violence. Literally, people being hung from trees. Losing your job if you even showed up to vote. I'm talking about having to know the number of jelly beans in a jar. There was literacy tests. In other words, if you were able to somehow, some way, get through all the other challenges to voting, you would have to pass a literacy test. And early in our country's history, even up into the 1960s, many African Americans could not read. So for the president to bring up that dark, evil time in our nation's history, and to compare that to the Georgia law, the Jim Crow 2.0 as he refers to it, is ludicrous. It's insulting. But then the president went even lower than that. To compare people who do not agree with him to the likes of Bull Connor, Jefferson Davis, or George Wallace. He didn't just refer to Republicans as racists and traitors. He even included members of his own party who disagree with him. I can't think of a better example of failed leadership than the speech I heard on Tuesday. It wounded my heart because I have watched America struggle with our original sin for my entire life. We are not where we want to be, but thank God Almighty, we are not where we used to be. Because in a state like South Carolina, a guy who looks like me running for Congress in 2010 would have had no chance against Strom Thurmond, Senator Strom Thurmond's son. You see, the progress that we're looking for in America from a racial perspective is literally right before our eyes. And yet our president wants us to believe what he says more than what we see. America deserves better. Because it was Americans who have fought from 1865 at the end of the Civil War to 1965, the end of the Jim Crow era, both ended, not because of Republicans or Democrats, but because of good-willed Americans, ordinary people who stood up to be counted filled the gap, stood in the fire, so that we today could live in more harmony than we did yesterday. You see, I believe that we all have the responsibility of making this nation better for the next generation. It's time for our president to stop dodging the reality of his failed leadership. Instead of us having a conversation today about the fact that too many Americans on fixed incomes are seeing their pay go down because inflation is going up, he has us distracted by his speech on Tuesday. Instead of us working towards providing more tests for families and for children trying to return to school, he's trying to have a wedge to distract us from his failed policies. America deserves better, and better is coming to our nation. God bless you, and God, please continue to bless these United States of America.
That was Senator Scott, Tim Scott, on addressing outright the absurdity of Biden's attacks against, not, and again, not just conservatives, those within his party who object to the hostile takeover of elections, those who object to states fighting for their right to control their own elections, those who push back against the false narrative that that we are still a racist nation, or that conservatives and Republicans are all racist. I thought it was a very well done video. I like that he ended on the issues. I feel like it's important that we continue to pivot to those, that we continue to talk about the failures of the current leadership, that we continue to talk about the problems that are facing each and every one of us every single day, whether it be when we fill up our gas tank, when we try to get groceries. We let my daughter decide what she wanted to have for her birthday dinner, and she decided Sloppy Joe's. Very simple, easy. By the way, I grew up eating Sloppy Joe's. We had like a very limited menu when I grew up. Sloppy Joe's was one of them. I was actually discussing this with a family member this weekend because they couldn't believe I make Sloppy Joe's. But the only thing from my childhood I do not eat, there are two things. One is Hamburger Helper. Joey, did you ever eat Hamburger Helper growing up?
Yeah, sure.
I'm averse to Hamburger Helper. Now, I'll make the equivalent of that, but not the like actual from the box. And Pizza Pizza. I can't do Pizza Pizza.
Really?
I grew up on it. I cannot touch a Pizza Pizza. Can't come near it. It's like, but it's a form of PTSD is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I grew up eating Pizza Pizza because my mom and dad worked there as a kid.
See, I have fond memories of literally going to the hut. Like actually going and sitting down, like pretty good stuff.
Yes. I don't know if you remember or if you were old enough, but they used to do the reading program where if you read enough books, you could get a personal pan pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. But where I was going with this is, so this weekend my daughter got to pick her favorite dinner for the day that we went and did the Buc-ee's and the bicycle and all that stuff. And she chose Sloppy Joe's. But I didn't have hamburger buns. And so I went to the Publix around the corner from my house, and there were only 3 packs of hamburger buns left. It was literally some areas of shelves. And I don't know if you've seen this where you live in Montgomery. I was surprised to see it here in Birmingham, but there were literally sections of the shelves that were empty. And oddly, the bread section was one of them. Where there was like 3 left and they had been smushed, but the kids can't tell the difference, so it was fine. But that's where Biden administration has gotten us.
Yeah, Montgomery's grocery stores, at least the ones I go to, have been all right. You'll occasionally see shortages of like one, it was sour cream, recently, or there's particular energy drinks I like that are not in. You can find the individual Reign energy drinks, but the big packs of them, can't find them at any of the stores. Yeah, and so and then stuff. It's like at Target, they still don't have any new pants on the shelves, or like all the that particular clothing brand is not restocking quickly enough. So it's odd things, too. It's like something's being disrupted.
The hamburger buns got me, though.
Yeah.
I was like, seriously? I'm trying to make myself some Sloppy Joes over here, and I can't find hamburger buns. 272-9228, if you want to call us. This is a really quick break, and then we'll be back to continue talking about not just what's going on nationally, what's going on right here in our own backyard here in Montgomery. We will get to the Johnny Hammock arrest and how that, what the ramifications of that could and my opinion should be in terms of the PSC race. Those things and more. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. April Marie Fogle, right back after this.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Is the number if you want to call to discuss any of the issues we've talked about today. Before we get going on the next topic, I want to remind you of Valentine's Day sneaking up on us. Not just Valentine's Day, though. You can get your everyday jewelry from our friends over at Dillon Rings. They're at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And they've got all of your, they can meet all of your jewelry needs, whether you are looking to buy an engagement ring, hint, hint, boys who are thinking about it, not boys, men, gentlemen, grown men, ladies, not, you could always text your girlfriend, your best friend, your boyfriend's best friend, a link to Dylan Rings, maybe something you're interested in if they need that extra hint. Go see Josh and Leslie Ryder over there. One of the things I've done is I kind of have an ongoing wish list of things I want. And then they have Jeff's number. And so Josh and Leslie have the ability to text him pictures of things I choose so that he has things in mind for birthdays, anniversaries, just because, whatever it is. You can do that too. Just ask, call Josh and Leslie or ask them to do so. They can help you design the perfect engagement ring or wedding band. They can fix something you already have, fix the prongs of a piece of jewelry if something's broken or you have stones loose. All of the above plus some. Go check out Dylan Rings online. It's D-Y-L-A-N Rings on Facebook and DylanRings.com. Joey, so the other thing that is really missing in, by the way, in stores these days are the medications that are working against, are working on the Omicron variant of COVID. And the one medicine, and I know I am not a doctor, no, I will not play one at any point in life, but the one thing I am hearing and that I'm seeing a lot of being hard to get is that Mucinex cold and flu. So if you come across that, that's like coming across gold these days. The Mucinex cold and flu seems to be really effective against Omicron for those having the cold symptoms and the sinus pressure and symptoms. So, but I did see it looked like the cold and flu aisle at Target and Publix had just been decimated. And whether it's people stocking up before they get it or people who have it, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you, I've not seen anything like it. So check that out. We are going to, I guess I'm going to go ahead and jump right into this mayor of Tallahassee thing. I've put it off. You can find a story on Alabama Today that covers a lot of what I'm about to talk about. The Tallahassee mayor, Johnny Hammack, we've had him on the show. He has a consultant we've really come to know and respect. And I feel bad for his consultant, who I did ask for a comment from. I'm not surprised not to get a comment because I'm sure they are dealing with a lot, especially if the mayor is still in jail. But for those who haven't really heard, Orange Beach police arrested the mayor of Tallahassee on Saturday on a charge of domestic violence. If you go to the police records, which are publicly available, it looks like the charge is strangulation. In his mugshot, the mayor has quite a black eye. I don't know, Joey, if you saw the mugshot. It is very indicative of something clearly having gone awry.
Well, after I've interviewed him once and I enjoyed the interview, like I just met the guy and thought he did well in the interview. Thought it seemed like he knew his stuff running for PSC. And ever since I did that interview, I would hear like rumors and had whispers thrown my way. Mm-hmm. And doing this job enough, and you've been around these circles enough that you take everything with a grain of salt. Rumor and innuendo is, you know, part of this world, the political world. But I was hearing stuff that just seemed odd about him, about his wife. When I saw this, I was like,
Yeah. And by the way, nothing that has been published has said who the victim of the strangulation attempt, the alleged strangulation attempt was. So there's nothing that says what individual it was. And domestic violence could be, you know, we often think of spouses, but it could be children. It could be a significant other, even a boyfriend, girlfriend. It could be anything. And so, so I have not seen, and not necessarily that it matters who the victim is. I think the important thing is this is someone who has qualified to run for statewide election. And if he does not take his own name off the ballot, I think that the party has to really consider whether or not this is the kind of candidate they want to allow voters to vote on. And I say that we actually talked to, I don't know if you hopefully the listeners remember, we talked to Terry Latham before, because it's not something the party takes lightly, but there have been people who have not been put on a ballot for one reason or another. And previously, there was a PSC candidate who was taken off the ballot for racist, sexist, otherwise off color, for lack of a better way to put them, offensive social media post. And that was nothing compared to someone sitting in a jail cell accused of strangulation. So I'm interested to see this. It is a sad situation all around. Anytime you have a victim of domestic violence, it's really something that is just unnecessary. I started the show talking about the Jay Barker, Sarah Evans situation, and I gave this number out and this website out. If you are a victim of domestic violence, if you know a victim of domestic violence, thehotline.org is the website for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You can call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. On their website, they have a live chat. You can also text the word START to 88788 to get resources for domestic violence. But this is a breaking story. And if he is in fact guilty of this, I hope that that we are all spared what would have to happen with the party to take him off the ballot, and that he just takes himself off. In 2020, I did not realize this, although, as you said, we heard a lot of different rumors and innuendo as we both had him on our show at different points. Hammock was charged with harassment in a road rage incident, according to one media outlet. Last December, so just last month, he filed a lawsuit against the city and the city council over his termination as superintendent of the city's utility system. He claimed wrongful termination plus libel. There was a accusations of him using city resources for his family. And I think we had even somebody call in to discuss that when he was on the show. So it is a crying shame. And I hope that if he is guilty of this, that both he and the victim get the help that they need. And this is what we have a justice system for, to work through the process of the individuals. But we as voters, it's going to be interesting to see what happens if he continues as a candidate, which I can't imagine he does.
Well, and this isn't as rare as I think anybody would like with politics. Occasionally you'll see a story like this pop up. And yeah. I mean, it's enough to run for office to put yourself out into the public eye, especially for politics. But if there's all this sort of craziness going on at home, like, who's the person that decides, hey, let's add to it? I guess it's a personality type.
It is a personality type. And I'll say that I think one of the big issues is there is this, and I'm not speaking for this particular case or this particular candidate, but what I'm saying is, in my experience, I have seen people who are just, they feel they are untouchable. And there's a level of almost clinical narcissism that says, I am untouchable, I'm better than everybody. For the victims, they feel like, okay, this person is so beloved, this person is so well known for the persona people see, not who they are behind closed doors, that you're almost living a double life. And I mean, lack of a better comparison, and by no way comparing adultery and domestic violence, but we saw that with Governor Bentley's case, is that he was the consummate family man, Bible quoting, you know, church involved person, and then behind closed doors, his wife was dealing with this years-long affair.
Well, and in particular with Bentley, if you want to go there, I almost always wanted to know what was the actual story there, because I'm more than happy to believe that Bentley was all those things you just described, like church-going, family man, married for decades, and then you become governor, you win a campaign, you're working long hours with somebody who helps you do that. I mean, stuff happens and weirder things have happened. I don't think we're ever going to get that full story, the whole love affair, but...
Yeah, but what ends up happening is, I think Bentley beyond and I said from go that the relationship part of that, the wife, you know, girlfriend, mm-hmm. governor, that was between them and God, right?
Yeah.
Like Bentley, he's the one who broke his vows. His wife was the one harmed. Mason, of course, had her career very much sidelined and her everything about her and her marriage question. But really what was the issue is that he lost sight of what he was supposed to be doing as governor.
Right.
He became, moving his executive assistants away, all of those things. And we can continue this conversation on the flip side of this break, but yes, power, and you've used the quote about power corrupting. Power does corrupt, and it also draws in a certain type of person at times.
There's a nice addendum. I believe it's Larry Reed, the president emeritus of Foundation for Economic Education. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Power also attracts the already mm-hmm. corrupted.
Yes.
You see a lot of that, unfortunately.
Well, we are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk some of the statewide issues. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to call in and talk, do you think the party should take candidates off the ballot under these circumstances? Do you believe he should be left on and he should be given the opportunity to win votes or state his case? What are your thoughts on this situation or the situation in general? 272-9228, back in just a moment.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, it's going to remain cold, well below normal for this time of the year. Today will be breezy and cold, but dry. High temperature up to about 49, with those gusty northwesterly winds making it seem cooler. Tonight, mainly clear. We're headed for the deep freeze. Overnight, low temperature down to about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool. Close to normal for this time of the year, high around 57. Risk of showers by Wednesday afternoon, but a better chance of rain by Wednesday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. 272-9228 is the number if you want to call and get in on the conversation. Urbanite on the line. Hi, Urbanite.
Well, hi. April, we grown-ups like to mind our business. And when you look at how good a record Mr. Hammond had in Tallahassee, I think it's best we mind our business that this gets adjudicated on the court.
Interesting.
And as for a general policy, I think you should always just let the court decide what's going on. And if somebody's running, Marion Barry got elected in Washington, D.C. with a crack pipe in his hand, so...
I don't know if that's the best campaign slogan.
Weren't you in D.C. back then?
I was. Oh my gosh! Hey, he was set up. I believe Urbanite. Which set him up?
Maybe his dealer set him up because he wasn't paying him.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Okay, do you live in Tallahassee? Do you live in Tallahassee?
No. I'm an urbanite. I would never live in a town smaller than Montgomery, okay?
All right. Well, I was like, I don't know. But yes, I mean, and that is a perspective. I'm not chomping at the bit for him to be kicked off the ballot, but I do think that as details emerge, which they clearly will. He hasn't gotten out and said his piece yet.
And unfortunately, the candidate will be a slave to PC correctness and media power, and whoever's trying to get him, their control, how much they have as far as control of the media. Hence why I say just leave the name on there and let the public do what they got to do.
Well, and that is a completely valid position. Is the voters? It's the responsibility of the voters
to
know who is on the ballot. And like I said last week, we had Terry Latham on talking about the party feeling like their responsibility to not allow people to represent the party. But you don't think if he's approved by the party to continue on the ballot, you don't think that's a reflection of the Alabama GOP?
No, because I know and you know that if somebody wanted to get somebody or some other unfortunate incident happened, saying there was a scandal or an environmental scandal, oh my God, what would Trump be today if the environmental scandal was a criteria?
Well, there's a difference between unfounded accusations and a mugshot with a strangulation charge.
Well, okay, but that mugshot with the strangulation charge, we don't have the story before the strangulation, or we don't have photos of the strangulation, do we?
And we got photos of his big black eye.
Wait a minute, do we have strangulation on video?
We have strangulation in the charging documents.
No. We have it on video.
I don't know, Urban. I feel like we're going to find out. But, okay, I hear what you're saying. You are for leaving him on the ballot. If he decides to continue to fight the fight, let him.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. All right, Urbanite, I hear you. But I hope if he does decide to do that, that he does not use the Marion Barry defense of...
Sometimes you got to choke on.
No,
Wayne Brady defense.
One side note: when you get down to the actual, we're talking primary right now. When you get down to the actual election, I do feel at that point a party could probably step in. But in the primary, I think we need to just let it go. It needs to be wide open. And then who you get at the end of the game when the people decide, that's who represents.
But see, here's my question, Urbanite. So say he makes the runoff. Him and you are running. You decide to throw your name in the hat.
And some video come out from the security camera at home. All right, then I'm like, whoever we pick for the second guy gets put in that spot.
Okay, so that's okay.
The second most votes would then get put in the spot if something came up during the election cycle.
So the way our process works now is you got a primary. So right. Me, you, and him are running, and you and him make the runoff, and then videos come out. You think I should be put on that ballot, and it's me and you running against each other now?
If you were the second person,
you
got me on the other side. I'm sorry. Yeah, then you would be put on the ballot.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna see what ends up happening on this. It's kind of a wild situation, and we are at the mercy of the details coming out. Right now, the only details coming out are the what he's in jail for and the.
But they're coming from the press.
Say that again.
They're coming from the press. Has his lawyer leaked anything yet? We don't know that.
No, I've asked the campaign for comment, and they have not given a comment. But I want to see
a two-man fight, not a one-man fight. Right now, it's a one-man fight with a he said, she said with the media, and we know we can't trust the media.
All right, Urbanite, we will see. I think when he and his team are ready to talk, I'm welcome them on to tell us his side of the story if he was in fact there is some defense to this, but right now we got to go on what we got to go on, which is the only thing we're talking about. We have a photo and an arrest record. All right, thanks, Urbanite. You take care.
Bye bye.
All right, Barbara on the line. Hey, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Joey. Please put me in the drawing for Sweet Creek 6-9.
Nice.
April Marie, is this confirmed that it was against his wife?
No. The victim is not named in any of the stories.
Okay. We need to find... I mean, you know, for all I know, somebody could have said something about his wife and he got in a fight with somebody else. Yeah, we need to know the details.
The only thing we know is that it is domestic violence, which means it's going to be someone that he is either related to by blood, marriage, or in a personal relationship with.
Okay, so domestic, that does mean family. Okay. And the other thing I was going to say, you know, John Merrill, I do not want John Merrill out of his office, but he's done such a fabulous job, and he made a mistake. And I feel like, this is just me talking, I feel like Bentley was set up. I think it was kind of a fluke that he got elected, more or less, and I think that was a setup too. But I can forgive a lot of things. But when you do a good job as governor or mayor or secretary of state, I can forgive a lot of things as long as you're doing what's good for Alabama.
Well, and Barbara, I have continued to say that about, and it's not something new to my radio show. It's something I've said throughout life is forgiveness and grace are very important actions, and give a little grace to people because you never know what the full and true story is.
Exactly.
And And the other part of this is elected officials are human. Each and every one of these people on the ballot is human. Now, that said, strangulation is a pretty tough. I would personally never vote for anybody that has strangled someone and their family. I'm going to set my bar.
I agree, but like I said, we really need to learn the details.
If it was his
wife or a woman, okay, I'm done. And I hate it because I've heard him on your show and Joey's, and I was very impressed with the man. And I don't know. I'm beginning to be such a conspiracy theorist. I'm just wondering who didn't want him in office. You know, I'm thinking everything is a setup anymore. But anyway, I just wanted to make that comment. We need to know all the details. So, but thank you again for letting me say my piece. Have a good day.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, 272-9228. If you want to call and get in on the conversation in the last segment. Before we hit this break, I want to remind you guys one last time, this hour, Mortgage Corporation of the South. They are a mortgage and loan center. So for those who are like, I don't need to go buy a new house or I don't want to refinance my house, maybe you need to get some cash out. Maybe you are just wanting to start this new year off on the right foot with some debt consolidation or some much needed repairs to your home or a vehicle, whatever it is. That is the second part of what Mortgage Corporation of the South does. They originate loans there so that they have the flexibility that big banks don't. You get one-on-one service from John Williams and the A-Team. That's the group of ladies over there. All of their names start with an A. And you call 567-9000. You're going to get a real life person. You're able to tell them who you are, tell them your circumstances, and they're going to look as far as they can beyond the credit score. They are going to look at your entire circumstances and see what they can do for you personally. We've heard from a lot of people who got the runaround from big banks and just decided to go with someone local, someone that they've heard great things about. And we have heard nothing but great things about Mortgage Corporation itself. They are about to have a big anniversary coming up next month for over 25 years in business. Give them a call and see if they're able to help you. Again, automobile equity loans, home equity loans, land equity loans, they do all of the above. 567-9000 is their number. Their NMLS ID is 232876, and they're an equal housing lender. We're going to be right back after this quick break for more Straight Talk with April Murray.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican. We need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
afternoon, everyone. Before we end this hour of the program, I was meaning to give a shout out to Jesse Lynn. She, our very own Newstalk 93.1, Jesse Lynn, very active in the Montgomery Party GOP here in Montgomery. She, in fact, won. You guys have probably heard her talking about it quite a bit. She has been involved in the Miss Rodeo USA pageant, and she won it over the weekend. So congratulations to Jesse Lynn, Miss Rodeo USA 2022. I was looking at photos from the event, looking at the crowning ceremony, and all looks very, very, very cool. Looks like she had a great time. Maybe I'll reach out to her when she catches her breath and have her on to talk about the experience. But if for those who know and love Jesse Lynn, give her a call or send her a message. I'll probably send her a message. I bet she's a little overwhelmed right now with her win, and tell her congratulations. Kind of cool. I did not know this was a thing, by the way, Joey. Jesse Lynn was my opened the door to me knowing that there was a Miss Rodeo, and that that some very gorgeous, talented women, intelligent women, went out there and competed with these really fun cowboy hats and really cool outfits, and you know, roping skills, all sorts of fun skills out there needed for the Miss Rodeo. So for those who know her, do shoot her a message. I am working to get Lou, and I'm going to mess up his name, Lou Campanossi Noli. I said it was going to mess it up, with the Common Sense Tea Party on the show. Lou has one of the biggest Tea Party groups in the state, one of the few that have remained active and large throughout the kind of ebbs and flows of the Tea Party. And they have made an endorsement. It's the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party, and they have made an endorsement in the U.S. Senate race, and they chose Mo Brooks. Okay, now that I'm reading it, I think I know how to say it. It's Campanossi. Dr. Lou Campanossi. He is the president of the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party, and they have decided to endorse Mo Brooks. We're going to continue following the U.S. Senate race and all of the different races of the state. You guys know I am not speaking about the governor's race on air. You can always get my opinions about that other places, but we will continue following the big endorsements, and I do consider this one a big get for Mo Brooks, we saw it coming. For those of you who are at the Back to Session, the 11th annual rally last week, there was a Mo Brooks sign at that rally, but we'll see if we can get him on this week. Tomorrow we're going to have Phil Kirpin on, and we're going to have other candidates on this week, and we'll look at what's happening in the legislature here in Alabama. Alabama Daily News has a great kind of look forward at what they're going to be doing this week, and some of the other pieces of legislation they're talking about. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about there is a overhaul coming of guardianship and conservatorship, which is an issue near and dear to my heart. From what I have seen, by the way, of the overhaul, I am going to be adamantly opposed to it, and I'm going to encourage you guys to be adamantly opposed to it, and I am hoping that y'all will join me in reaching out to lawmakers to say that a lot of what they are trying to do is going to make the system worse for individuals in our guardianship and conservatorship program. It's going to take away some of the existing transparency. It's going to, it does nothing for some of the existing problems. For those unfamiliar with this issue, this is something that that I have been very involved in for years now. To go back before my radio time, I studied senior issues in college. I got a certificate in aging studies while I was at Florida State University. Went on to work with seniors at the Alzheimer's Respite Center, and went on to work for 60 Plus Association, a conservative alternative to AARP. And this is something that is very important to me. A lot of people think, when you think guardianship or conservatorship, the most recent story that got a lot of attention on this was Britney Spears. But this happens to seniors all the time, that they are put into conservatorship systems. And for those who don't know how it works in Alabama, anybody can take a case before a probate judge and say that your grandmother is unable to make decisions and ask for a guardianship. Now, we have some incredible judges in the state who are really, really, really take into effect what we're asking the government to do, which is to take away people's rights and ability to spend their own money, make their own healthcare decisions, make their own decisions about where they live. Some judges who just really are protective of individual rights. And then some counties, not so much. Some counties, we have seen hundreds and hundreds of individuals put into these guardianship programs and conservatorship programs that that their families or themselves don't want them in. And even the American Bar Association has said that once you are in one of these conservatorships, guardianships, most seniors who get put in them will die in them, even if they're trying to fight their way out of it. There have been horrific instances, even here in Alabama. Joanne Bashensky was one of my first stories, although I've done stories of other seniors involved. And I've looked at even what's happening here in Montgomery under conservator Ed Parrish and probate judge J.C. Love. There are instances of seniors being put into these conservatorships, and they do not get their voices heard. They're not getting the lawyers they need. They're not getting the guardian ad litems looking at their cases quickly and not thoroughly. The guardian ad litems are not giving the support that the individuals ask for. We have seen some pretty horrific cases, even in Alabama, and I think it's something that we really need to talk about. So I'm going to be that bill has not gotten a lot of attention. We're gonna look at that. The bill we will talk about when we come back on the other side of this break is the involuntary commitment bill that Mary Sell over at Alabama Daily News wrote about earlier today. You can find more information at AL Daily News for that one. When we come back, we'll hit that issue, national issues, what is going on with the idea of a session within a session. All of those things and more. If you are listening to this on the repeat later in the evening and you want to hear the final hour, do not be dismayed. You can hear it on the podcast. I have heard from individuals who feel like it's a cliffhanger. They don't get to hear everything in the replay, and or maybe you got to turn your channel and you only get to hear me at lunch. Do not worry. You can go to News Talk 93.1. You can listen to the podcast of this show, Joey Clark's show, News and Views with Joey Clark, either in both of Greg Budell's shows. Important thing to know. With that, we're going to hit a quick break. We will be right back with the final hour of Straight Talk with April Marie. Yes, I guess you're there to move. As I said, a story told.